FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's hot and happening in the world of food and wine. August is Women's Month, so I'm chatting to some Spice Girls. And today I'm welcoming Caroline Lamb, who's the head chef of the Red Room at the Belmont Mount Nelson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So lovely to be chatting all about spice.
Very exciting.
I have to say your dishes at the Red Room certainly have a life of their own. I want to start by asking, what are your favorite spices to cook with?
My favorite spices would be the classical Chinese five spice or the Japanese seven spice, but something that I've really grown to love over the past few months is star anise. It really just adds so much more character to any dish that you put it in. We're putting it in our Peking duck at the moment. So it's one of the main spices that do come through, and it just changes flavor profile completely.
And tell me, star anise, it does work well in savory and in sweet dishes?
Oh, yes, definitely. I use it a lot in my pastry dishes. It's just something that nobody really expects.
Nobody really expects that you're a pastry chef, and that's where your career started. But I see it when you present your dishes, they always have a level of finesse that you don't always see in other places. So you've not lost that. I know you're not concentrating on pastry. You're doing all sorts of exciting things. Where does it show in your menu?
I think the main part where it comes through is the dumplings. Just that attention to detail when you're folding the dumplings and you're making them look pretty, I think, and working with the dough. Obviously, I've got a lot of experience working with doughs. Just working with that.
What's your top pastry tip?
My top pastry tip would be to not overcomplicate it.
Caroline, on your menu, you've got such a wonderful variety of Asian dishes. What are the most popular ones?
The most popular ones would definitely be the dumplings. It's what everybody leans towards. Our oysters have really, really made their mark. We do a Thai green oyster at the moment, and I've had people that have never liked oysters coming back for more and ordering extra plates of that. And then our house speciality, our Red Room roast duck.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the roast duck.
So we have had our ups and downs with this duck. We started with a Peking duck, and then we turned it to Cantonese duck. And the one on the menu is actually a hybrid between the two. So we've taken the flavor of the Cantonese duck, and we've done it Peking style. So it's got the crispy skin of the Peking duck and the flavor of the Cantonese. So I think it's a perfect hybrid.
Oh, sounds really good. And we are all into hybrids, so yes. And anything new coming for the spring months? Anything that you're planning to do?
We have a wine evening coming up on the 27th of August. It's very exciting. We are asking four different winemakers to come through, and we're doing a special menu paired to their signature wines.
That's exciting. And so where can listeners find out more about it?
Either on our website, or you can phone the restaurant directly.
Great. And the date of that again?
The 27th of August.
27th of August. So we've got time in hand. Caroline, my last question. Desserts are never first to mind when one thinks of Asian fare. And I know I had a delicious dessert in your restaurant. Tell us, what is the best seller on the dessert section?
The best seller at the moment is we've done we call it a banana bomb bun. So bun basically means cake. And we've molded a banana cake into this little tureen, and we've coated it in chocolate. We've also added some miso to that and some five spice and finished it off with some rum.
Okay, very happy to be returning for one of those. It was spectacular. So thank you for sharing your inspiration with us, and good luck for your event.
Thank you so much.
That was Chef Caroline Lamb of the Red Room at the Belmont Mount Nelson. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours food to devour. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.